Today, throughout India, there is the celebration of Republic Day. It is proclaimed as a national holiday. Republic Day is a time when people show their appreciation of the glories of this great nation of India. The real glory of India is in its spiritual heritage. That is the specific attribute of the land of Bharatvarsha that has been appreciated by great thinkers throughout the world, throughout history. The great scientific, philosophical presentation of the Vedas and the culture which it has created, which bases everything around the true purpose of human life. Illusion is to think that the soul is inherently material. I am this body, or those things in relation to the body are mine. The Vedas explain that the soul is eternal. It is not slain when the body is slain. It is part of Krishna. It is full of knowledge and full of bliss. The world around us is all the property of God. Bhuktaram jagatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram suhritam sarvabhutanam jyatvamam shantim richchati. Throughout the world there is the longing for peace. Real peace is described in Bhagavad Gita. When we understand that everything is the property of Krishna and that everything is ultimately meant for his enjoyment, and when we have faith that he is our true well-wishing friend, then there can be real peace. This essential understanding that we are all the servants of Krishna is the basis of Indian culture. Unfortunately, as Kali Yuga progresses, India is forgetting its own spiritual heritage. And this is perhaps the greatest crisis in all of the earth. Because the hope of the earth's future is in the glory of Sanatan Dharma being spread throughout. India as a nation has a future to the degree we can inculcate the spiritual principles of Bhagavad Gita within the youth. Today we have seen with our own eyes and heard with our ears these very effulgent, happy children. They are studying, they are playing, but they are centering their lives around the principle of devotion to Krishna. It is the older generation's greatest duty to be sure that every child could be fulfilling their greatest potential in the service of God. That they should be educated, that they should be trained in proper character, that they should be clean, that they should be moral, and that they should be utilizing all of these facilities toward the real goal of life, which is bhakti, or devotion to the Lord. And that is the purpose of the Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage, to inculcate spiritual integrity within the hearts of children so that they can grow up and become real leaders of society. Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Guru Maharaj, he went through such immense pains to travel to various parts of the world to teach them the glories of Indian culture. Opa told us that most people from India who go to the West, they go like beggars trying to get Western wealth. Prabhupada went as a giver. He understood that India is not a country of beggars. That's what the world thinks of all of you. It used to be that everyone on the planet was coming to India for spiritual, social, cultural, and physical wealth. America was discovered on the basis of Christopher Columbus trying to find a shortcut to India to get the wealth and treasures of this country. Britain ruled most of the world, but India was considered the crown jewel of the British Empire. But today, people think of India as a nation of beggars. Why? Because the spiritual culture that made India so great in past days has been practically forgotten by the people of India. People have lost their faith in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the culture it represents. Srila Prabhupada went to the West knowing that he had the greatest treasure from the treasure house of Bharatvarsha's culture, and he wanted to distribute it to the world. And people who were spiritually starving, how much they gratefully accepted it. These children at Radha Gopinath's temple, who are being trained by Radha Gopinath Prabhu and others, are being taught how to actually represent in their lives the mercy of Krishna. It is very significant. It is really a symbol that there is real hope for the future of India and for the world when we see children enthusiastically embracing Vedic culture and Krishna consciousness in their life. It is the first responsibility of every parent, and when this responsibility is taken seriously, then something very, very wonderful is in store for all of us. It is very befitting on the day when people are glorifying India here at Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan. We are trying to really appreciate the glory of what India really is. The life based on Bhagavad Gita. So I am very much grateful to these wonderful children for so enthusiastically participating in this wonderful devotional service. They're doing very well in their studies, and they understand the purpose of their studies. Not just to make money, grow old, and die, but to use their education to bring about eternal benefit to themselves and others. It is wonderful. And all of you who are indirectly or directly helping these children to be shining stars in the horizon of India's future, we are most grateful to you. We beg you, kindly continue more and more and more to improve the atmosphere of the Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage and support these devotees who are giving their lives to growing the seeds, to make the flowers for the future of India and future of the world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.